Amazon is known for sacrificing profit for sales through aggressively low prices. While its greater presence in Australia is expected to benefit customers, it's likely to bring more pain for local retailers. The US retail giant will now allow Australians to choose from millions of products across more than 20 categories. Fabio Bertola, head of Amazon Marketplace for Amazon Australia, outlined the latest expansion.
We sell to customers that are in 185 countries around the world, and we have over 300 million active customers who are ready to buy stock from Australian sellers. I just wanted to express on behalf of the team how excited we are to work with tens of thousands of sellers here in Australia right now, as well as in the coming months and in the coming years.
Large local electronics retailers such as JB Hi-Fi and Harvey Norman are expected to be among the hardest hit by Amazon's deeper footprint. Key Australian retail stocks for both companies slumped on the news, while Morgan Stanley analysts have previously warned that Kmart and Target's parent company, Wesfarmers, could lose $400 million in annual earnings to Amazon by the 2026 financial year. Russell Zimmerman is the executive director from the Australian Retailers Association. He says retailers will have to adapt to the changing market conditions posed by online retailers such as Amazon.
We're seeing lots more retailers who are engaging via online rather than just being a bricks and mortar retailer. If you believe you can sell online, then you should engage with an online platform. Now, whether that's Amazon, if that's what suits you, that's great. Otherwise, you may use your own platform. But at the end of the day, Amazon's here. It's good news. It's great for retailers.
Harvey Norman, Executive Chairman Jerry Harvey, has told Channel 7 Sunrise he's concerned about what he describes as the potential of predatory pricing practices by Amazon.
I've just come back from Singapore and Malaysia, and we've just opened a couple of new shops over there. We've got Amazon against us over there. We've got Alibaba, two or three others. Our sales are going up, right? We're here to take Amazon on. The big thing that I'm worried about is that they'll go out and do predatory pricing. Right. That means they'll go out and sell at a loss to send other retailers broke.
Family-run business Opus has been operating in the Sydney suburb of Paddington since 1978, when owner Chris Tourgellis' parents bought the shop. In recent years, he's taken over the running of the store and says Amazon is likely to be a positive influence on business.
I do think it's going to cause a bit of disruption, and I do think that it's probably going to take a few businesses by surprise. But I think the opportunities are far greater than the disadvantages, and I think as retailers we all have to embrace it.
Nathan Lynch from Thomas Reuters Financial and Risk says multinationals such as Amazon are at an unfair tax advantage compared with local retailers.
The big advantage that Amazon has is its tax structure. And we've seen this with all of these big tech-based multinationals. They've got very aggressive tax practices, and that's a big challenge. That's arguably an unfair advantage when you've got local stores and local businesses that are captive in Australia and paying their taxes here on revenue earned here. Then they're competing with multinationals that are able to avail themselves of offshore centres and really sophisticated tax structures that in some cases get their tax rates down to 2 or 3 cents in the dollar.